Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Each year, billions of flowers create an amazing palette of colors, pleasing to both human and insect eyes. But as the University of Massachusetts Amherst, Nicole Soper-Gordon tells us, plants also defend themselves against insects.
Humans have always been fascinated by the beauty of flowers. But despite their appeal to human aesthetics, the bright colors, fanciful shapes, and varied smells that flowers offer are meant to attract the attention of other creatures. Everyone knows about pollinators and how they receive nectar in return for moving pollen between flowers. But there are other insects that are attracted by bright colors and sugary nectar, and many of them are much less welcome. Some insects eat flowers, while others steal nectar without pollinating. These floral antagonists cause damage that can prevent the flower from producing fruit, or make the flowers less likely to be pollinated. After all, what bee would choose a ruined, empty flower instead of a healthy flower with lots of nectar? Even though they can't run away, plants aren't defenseless in the face of floral damagers. Just as plants use toxins to keep insects from eating their leaves, many plants also use toxins to protect their flowers. These defense chemicals can accumulate in petal tissue, pollen, or even nectar, and can make flowers or nectar taste bad or even poison floral damagers to keep them from attacking. But in nature, there are often trade-offs. Just as bright petals and sugary nectar can attract both good and bad insects, chemical defenses in flowers can chase away pollinators as well as floral damagers. I'm working to better understand these trade-offs by examining how pollinators and floral damagers interact through flowers as a shared resource, and how floral traits, like chemical defenses, mediate this interaction. The goal is to understand how flowers balance attracting pollinators while keeping floral antagonists at bay.
That was the University of Massachusetts Amherst Nicole Soper-Gordon. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.